We're joined for a kōrero today by Associate Professor Bernadette Jones from Ngā Wairi ki Ngāti Apa, who is an advocate on disability equity and is highlighting new research that's revealing stark health disparities for our disabled community, particularly Māori and Pacifica peoples, and the urgent need for better data and system change. Thank you for joining us on the program, Bernadette. Tēnā koe, ko dae o tēnei, and a warm welcome to Irirangi Wāte. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Could you tell us about the report first, please, how it was put together, what it was looking to highlight or unravel regarding disability? Sadly, it's largely invisible in national health data. Might you tell us about the latest report, please, Bernadette?
Sure. Well, it was commissioned by the Health Quality and Safety Commission, and they made a really wise decision that they brought on the Donald Beasley Institute to actually help with the interpretation and the writing of the report, because let's face it, a whole lot of statistics don't really mean a lot to many of us. But Donald Beasley's done a wonderful job, and they've been able to put this into real life stories because they know the disability environment really well. They've worked for decades with, particularly with people with learning or intellectual disabilities, and they include them in all the work that they do. So what they produce is really meaningful. So it's a pretty stark report. It highlights real structural invisibility. It's really hard to see what is going on. We know it. People living with disability know it. Disabled communities know it, whānau know it, but it's been really hard to prove, because if you don't measure and you don't count, you can't really prove it. And that's what a lot of our systems, a lot of our policies, our health system, social systems are a bit built on. It's the numbers and the statistics. So it's a really important report, but it can't just end there. It's like, what's going to happen now?
Tēnā koe. Advocacy for our disabled community is so vital. You know, we talk a lot about Māori issues, and sadly the reality is that, you know, our issues are being pushed aside politically. And if you think it's tough for working class people, for Māori and gender issues, well, I guess try thinking about where our disabled community, and of course acknowledging too that, you know, they have many abilities. I'm a little uncomfortable with the term disabled. How do you frame the way that you refer to the community we're talking of, Bernadette?
Well, I look at it, there's a social model that looks at disabled people, and it's not about people owning or having disabilities. That refers to a society that disables people of other abilities. So the term disabled people is actually more accurate. But for Māori, there's a newer term that's come along in the last few years that was gifted by Marka Tibble from Kapo Māori, and he came up with the term tangata whai kaha Māori. And this is Māori striving to reach their potential. So it's a very strengths-based term. And many other colleagues and communities will use the term whānau hoa. And, you know, there's lots of different terms. We've done research on this, and people choose whatever term they want, and that's fine.
The findings highlight significantly worse outcomes for Māori and Pacifica disabled people. Why should that be so?
Well, sadly, the health system isn't designed around Māori or Pacific. It's designed from a Western paradigm. So it's designed to suit the colonisers of this country, and they haven't included the ways in which Māori or Pacifica engage with a health or wellbeing system. We had a very short glimpse of it with Te Aka Whai Ora when that was stood up, but it wasn't really there long enough to see how it would work. But it was under great leadership, brought along many people with the expertise from across the mutu, and given a few decades, that they would have been able to produce some you know, amazing results and turn things around. But of course, health is sort of used as a political football, and it shouldn't be. It should be bipartisan. You shouldn't have great initiatives come in with one government or one coalition, and then 3 years later, that's all thrown out. That's a huge waste of money. But not just a waste of money, it's people's lives. You know, we saw it in this report. Disabled people die at a rate that's 5 times higher than non-disabled people. And Māori are dying at a rate that's 10 times higher than non-disabled, non-Māori people. It's just, Dale, it's just not acceptable. We can't hide the fact that this is going on.
It's almost like the forgotten cousins. And we're expecting expecting them to go in and bat for themselves, and some of them, you know, can't afford to get to the fora where their issues are discussed. Often we talk about reports, and I know they're sort of blanket concepts, but might you be familiar, Bernadette, with some real stories about hardship? And bearing in mind the economic imbalance that is part of everyday life in New Zealand, we know that our whānau Māori, Pacifica people, which, you know, we're all Pacifica peoples, our economic incomes are less, our stats and social indicators constantly less as well. So how much more difficult is it for Māori and Pacifica people to stand their ground, if you will, and advocate on their own behalf when some of them, as I say, can't even get to the discussion forums where their issues are on the table?
Well, it's extremely difficult, Dale. You're exactly right, because, you know, the stats show that about 15% of Māori are disabled, but that's only using a really crude measure of really severe disability or no disability. But if you use another measurement that looks at, do you have some disability, there's about 70% of Māori that are in that category. So that's a huge proportion of our Māori population we're talking about here. That's sort of kept invisible because they don't want to look at that. And what they need to do is listen to the people who have this lived experience, because they're doing this without us. They're coming up with designing services and designing policies and systems largely without us. You know, they might have a consumer group, or they might be we'll consult with these poor disabled people. It's not good enough. We need to have disabled people right there as leaders. They need to be leading this. We need to be sitting at the table, making these decisions about our lives, not allowing other people to do this. I mean, we don't allow it, we just don't get invited. And when we speak out, they don't want us. So, you know, it's pretty tricky. And you're right, in this financial climate, we need to make sure we're not wasting the health dollar. There's a lot of waste within it. I've been in this system, I would say, for nearly 60 years. No, over 60 years. I started quite young in the health system. And there's a lot of waste. I've seen a lot of waste. I've seen a lot of duplication. I've tried to point this out, but when you're dealing with a system, it's really hard to get someone to listen to you.
Tēnā koe, Bernadette Jones with us today, an advocate for disability equity. Where is this report if our peeps want to have a read of it, Bernadette?
It's published on the Health Quality and Safety Commission website. So I really advise people to go in and have a look there. I've only just touched on it, but as I say, it is an excellent report. It's written very well. But sadly, when you get to the recommendations, they are very inadequate. And, you know, when you see a report like this, it needs strong leadership to step up and go, we're going to do something about this. Because you look at that abuse and care report, Dale, you'd be aware of that, you know, a couple of years ago when that came out. And that needs strong leadership. they're still struggling to get anything done following that. So, you know, it's got to, when you've got a really severe problem, you've got to have a really strong leadership to change anything in that system. So that's what we're really asking for now, that, you know, we can't afford to respond to a crisis of this magnitude with incremental change. And we just can't continue to accept preventable harm and people dying as, oh, that's just unfortunate, but we can't do anything about it, because we can do something about it.
Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you for sharing some time with us on Waitau. I really appreciate it, as our people do. And, gee, imagine if these stats were applicable to Pākehā, there'd be something done about it. El Pronto, you'd have to think. Kindly with us today, Associate Professor Bernadette Jones. Thank you, Bernadette.
Sure.
Tēnā koe.